here with Life Project and Patrick Giles. Patrick, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Steve. How are you guys doing?
So we're really excited about the new project, Life Project. And specifically, first of all, I just want to talk about, it's basically a family affair, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. We all came, funnily enough, we all met over this project. It's not like I grew up with either Stephen or Angie. I didn't know them, either of them, until quite later in life because we all lived on opposite ends of the world. You know, I grew up in a small town on the west coast of Australia, and Angie was in London, and Stephen was always in the States or in the Caribbean. And so we all kind of came together over this and sort of looked each other in the whites of our eyes and went, oh my God, not only are we related, but we could possibly like bang heads together over something.
That's great. That's great. And you actually, your background is you've been studying music since you went to school for this, correct?
I did, yeah. I actually went to school a little bit later. I got very, very lucky earlier on in my short career. I won an award, funnily enough, in Australia. I won like a national songwriting competition, which enabled me to, part of the prize was a bunch of cash and airplane tickets to any destination internationally. And I, at the time, I'd actually been living in the centre of Australia. Now, to give you an idea of what that's like, there's 300,000 camels and 1,000 people. So they don't really have the strongest music scene out there. So not knowing anybody in the music industry after suddenly winning this award, I decided that I'd go and visit the one person that I vaguely knew that was in the industry, which was my auntie. And that was at the tender age of about 18, 19 or something like that. It was around there. So I went off to London and worked with her and her writing partner. My thing that I wanted to do, you know, was to mix indigenous sounds and things like that with electronic means. You know, I kind of find it weird when people say, oh, you make electronic music. And yes, I do make music electronically. Does it sound necessarily what I think people perceive electronic music to sound like? I don't think so. You know, I think when people say electronic music, they have this idea of a lot of beats and bleats and, you know, and all that sort of stuff, and a very constant heavy beat and all that, whereas I try to steer away from that, you know, too much wherever possible. And, you know, I'm making music electronically.
You also go by the name Hiro.
Yeah.
Which means Japanese.
a little Japanese girl. Well, it's actually H-I-R-O with a question mark, so you know, you work it out from there.
Exactly. I love it. Very cool.
You have to come see one of my live shows to realize why that one's got the... We get off on our shows, you know. I mean, if you can't enjoy it yourself, then, you know, like anybody else is going to, right?
Well, I definitely want to talk about the new album, L2, which is wonderful. Now, it's divided into a 2-CD set called The Cut and The Mix, and I'll let you explain it a little bit more.
Well, I guess The Cut would be more of a, it's more Angie sort of thing. You know, she put that all together. It's, you know, it's very cool, sort of more song-driven, you know, and it's really, you know, The Cut is about showing off, you know, the songs in their purest form, I guess, as much as we can. You know, and it's a lot more vocally driven, whereas the mix, I guess, is you know, showing off the sort of Hiro side of things a little bit more as well, where it's all, you know, obviously mixed together. It's a lot more rhythm driven, I think you'd find. You know, there is obviously great songs in there and stuff, and that's what we pride ourselves on, but you know, because it is a continuous mix, you get the sense of, you know, a bit more of a rhythmic nature of it all. So I think what we're trying to create for people is something where, you know, you can put one disc on at a certain point within your day, and you can put the other disc on at another point, you know what I mean? Or even hopefully one after the other, you know. So I think that's more what we're trying to aim at with that type of thing.
And it's great because you're on the bass label, really, and which is part of the bass lifestyle store in Miami.
Absolutely. I live in bass world.
You live in Pittsburgh. I know, it's a wonderful world that I would love to be a part of
more. Well, we invite anybody of any IQ and intelligence to come on down and be a part of Base World. Andy's just on the floor.
That's great.
It's not too many stores in the world, let alone, you know, America, or let alone Miami for that matter, that are putting out double CDs of original music. You know, you've got to give them credit for that.
So we're here with the other half of Life Project, Angie Giles. Angie, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm really well. Thank you. How's things with you?
Very good, thank you. And we're all very excited here at Progressive Pulse with the new project, LP2.
Thank you. Yeah, we are too. We love it. We're so pleased with the way it turned out.
As Patrick was mentioning, the cut, which is the vocal-driven aspect of it, really features your vocals. As I was listening to it a few times, I noticed there's a little bit of like a melancholic yearning to some of the lyrics. There's definitely that electronic beat behind it. How would you describe some of the lyrics?
Well, yeah, definitely. I would say well spotted. Because it's tempting, you know, with the sort of, you know, sometimes people sort of hear beats and stuff and they automatically assume that, you know, just because something has a, you know, reasonably sort of up-tempo beat, that so the lyric is up-tempo, and often it's not the case. And I would say well done for spotting the fact that it's not all, you know, happy, but it's more sort of, in a lot of ways, I think it has more of an ironic twist, you know, the lyric stuff. But I try not to think about it too much, to be honest with you. I just go with the flow. You know, I write stuff as it comes to me and figure out what it all means afterwards. And if I can't figure it out, well, then it doesn't matter.
There you go. It's just sort of an outlet, basically, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What's it like to work with your nephew?
It's really, you know, honestly, I have to say that, you know, I've been in the music industry for all of my adult life, and that's a long time. But musically, it's the most liberating musical experience I've had, actually, in a lot of ways. It really is. It's just bizarre that, you know, we are related and there's, you know, a couple of generations between us, but, you know, we have this absolute total trust and honesty in our communication with each other, which is just fantastic. You know, you cannot manufacture it, you can't buy it. You're lucky if you ever get it once in your life. You know, I mean, I've been very lucky in all of my musical collaborations, but I feel this one's the luckiest.
That's great, and I would definitely attest to that. I was telling Patrick, I saw you perform at the Delano and back in January, and the synergy between the two of you was very infectious, and the energy that you emote was very fun. I had a great time. So.
Thank you. The way that we work is so organic and just very, very inspiring. Life Project is, you know, musically it's essentially myself and Patrick, that really, it truly is a collaborative effort between Bass and Life Project. Because without Stephen and Bruce, there would be no Life Project. And the way that, you know, Bass is at the forefront of everything that we do, really, it's an essential part of what we are and how, you know, how we came to be. You know, that's the bottom line.
Well, I mean, I wish you so much success. I mean, the project is very diverse, and I like you said, it's electronic music, but there's a soul to it. And yeah. I just, you know, I hope that more people can hear this, your music.
Thank you so much. So do we. Yeah. That's you know, that's the whole point of putting it out there. We really hope that more people will get to hear it and, you know, make of it what they will.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate it.